Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Thousands of people across the country will run, walk or cycle 100 kilometres this month in aid of breast cancer services provided through the Marie Keating Foundation. Now marking 25 years, the foundation was set up in memory of the late Marie Keating, mother to Boy's Own star Ronan and his four siblings. And Marie died from breast cancer at the age of 51. So this is a particularly poignant event for many, as John Cook has been finding out. So John, tell us more.
Yeah, and it's a really positive event too, Claire. 100k in 30 days was first launched in 2020 by a County Louth couple, Niall Carroll and Cara McAdam, after Cara was diagnosed with breast cancer. And this community-led event they started has raised over 4.2 million euro for breast cancer. This year they've teamed up with the Marie Keating Foundation, with funds raised going towards their prevention, support and survive and thrive services, now marking a quarter of a century in existence, as it was 25 years ago, as you said, that 51-year-old Marie Keating lost her battle to breast cancer, much to the devastation of her family, especially her five children, who told me their vision at the time was just to do something positive to help other people in her memory. So they're overwhelmed to see how the service has grown to help thousands of people and become a household name in Ireland in terms of cancer awareness, prevention and treatment. I chatted with Marie's son Ronan this week, along with sister Linda, as they remembered their mum and told me about their own plans to run or walk 100 kilometres in 30 days. For Ronan, he said his feelings are bittersweet when he thinks of the legacy left by his mother's untimely death.
It's very hard when you've got children and, you know, she didn't get to meet them, and that, it's heartbreaking to watch them grow. Like Jack, my eldest now is 24 years of age. So you see, I see him as this, you know, grown man, and yes, he has no memory of her because he never got to meet her, unfortunately. It's heartbreaking. And the little ones as well, you know, Cooper and Coco, they're 6 and 3. You can probably hear them in the background. They have absolutely no idea, no concept of who she was, other than the stories that we tell her. So look, it's wonderful that, you know, the family, we can keep her memory alive through the foundation.
And with all due respect, Ronan, Marie Keating is as big a name as Boy's owner Ronan Keating.
Well, that makes us feel very proud, definitely. As a
I wonder what she would have made of that. It must make you proud, as you say.
Well, yeah, I know what she would have said. She would have said, "Ah, stop that, will you? For God's sake, will you stop doing that now?" It's grand, would you stop? You're working too hard. Would you stop it there? Take it easy.
Linda, yeah. when Ronan said there your mam would sort of be maybe bashful, or would you go way out of that? She was a typical Irish mam in that she was focusing on her children, you said. And I was struck by what you said to me about how maybe she didn't take time to concentrate on her own health, or maybe was afraid to.
Yeah, mum came from, I guess, a generation of ignore it and it'll go away. And once my children are all right, then I'm all right, you know. I mean, I never left the room before Dad came in, the hospital room. And I had left, she sent me off to get slippers, and she died before Dad got in or I got in. And the nurse said that her dying words were, "Have I told you about my five wonderful children?" You know, so, you know, that's how she died. She had pride in all of her children.
Ronan, as you said, life gets busy and life goes on. But I'm sure for both of you, and for anyone who's lost someone to cancer, there are moments in every week and every day where you think of that person you've lost. This is a nice way to remember your mom.
Yeah, it is. Every kilometre that you clock up, you're doing it for them in their memory. That is a lovely thing to be able to do, and makes you push through when the hips hurt and the knees hurt and the feet hurt. 25 years later, doing this interview with you now, it brings up memories, and it hurts. It hurts that she's not here. My kids are running around the kitchen here. I would love nothing more. I would give everything around me for my mum to be around and see the kids, you know, and have time with them. So it's horrible. It's awful. But we continue to do what we're doing, and we're very proud.
And running way, go ahead, Linda. I was just going to say it means someone else's mom, I suppose, might be around.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, John. You know, survival rates from breast cancer have increased over the years. And, you know, we'd like to think and we know we have played a part in that, so that somebody else, like you said, John, doesn't lose their mother, you know, or their friend or their sister or, you know, anyone to breast cancer.
No, please, God, I would hope so.
Ronan and Linda Keating there remembering their mother, Marie, 25 years since her death from breast cancer, John, and it's still a common disease in Ireland, we know.
Yeah, breast cancer is the second most common cancer in women in Ireland, Claire. Skin cancer being the most common. Every year, around 3,542 cases are diagnosed and 760 die from the disease in Ireland. 34 men in Ireland are diagnosed with breast cancer each year, but one in seven Irish women will be affected by the disease in their lifetime. For most, when they're over 50, for 23% of them, it will happen between the ages of 20 and 50. But through higher awareness, research and early detection, survival rates have increased to 85%. I met with 36-year-old Karen Dowling this week. She's a psychotherapist from Limerick and has just moved into a new home that she's built with her husband of 2 years, Declan. Now, Karen told me she had cervical cancer at the young age of 23, leading to a hysterectomy. And despite the trauma of such major surgery so young, she enjoyed a happy and healthy life for the past 12 years, until things changed, she explained, about 7 months ago.
So last October, I was doing my regular breast check, as I always did, and I found a lump. And as most people out there would kind of know themselves, you don't really know, is a lump a lump? So I went to my GP and she referred me to the breast clinic then in Limerick. They did ultrasound, mammogram and biopsy. And I was called back then, I think it was 3 weeks later, and I found, it was about a month later, and I was told that I had breast cancer. So I have triple negative breast cancer.
Mm-hmm. And how have you been coping with that? Because you've been straight away, you've been going through chemotherapy. You're going today, just after we speak. Indeed, how's it been?
You know what? In the beginning, it was a lot tougher than it is now. So I started only a month after my diagnosis. So that was in January and I'm still kind of getting it, and I'm getting it weekly now the last 10 weeks. So it's tough. It's taken over my life, but thankfully it's working. So that's kind of what's keeping me going.
Mm. You've had more news though since.
Yes, last Friday I got the news that I also now have the BRCA1 gene. So I suppose I kind of know now what is coming down the line with regards to preventative surgeries and stuff like that.
So it's made you make a decision. Now, your chemotherapy is working, but you have bigger decisions made about future treatment.
Absolutely. Surgery was always on the cards. Even if the chemo works, they remove the tissue where the cancer was. So we were kind of looking at a lumpectomy. But now, after getting these results, the decision is mine. And obviously, I'll work with the surgeon and stuff as well. But I will, or I am, taking that opportunity for a double mastectomy and to have my ovaries removed as well.
Because of this BRCA gene, you've made this decision just this week?
Yeah, I made it before I even got the results, to be honest. Uh-huh. But on Friday, that was it. I spoke to my husband and I said, yeah, that's it. I'm having the surgery. And he's fully supportive. Yeah.
God, that's a huge call for Karen to make, and just this week, John. But she sounds really positive about it.
Oh, so positive, Claire. For someone who's faced two unrelated cancers, as she's been told by the medics, at such a young age, I thought Karen was so impressive. She's learned a lot about her health and cancer through online resources, she said, and through the examples of role models like celebrities she could identify with who've been through similar diseases. For instance, she told me she looked up the signs of cervical cancer and first sought medical help at the age of 23, following the story of Jade Goody, the Big Brother reality TV star who died from the disease. And she was also aware of the BRCA gene and its higher risk for breast and ovarian cancer through the example of film star Angelina Jolie, who's had preventative surgeries after a positive BRCA test. But I put it to Karen that she's a pretty positive role model herself for other women, considering how calm and proactive she is. And she laughed when I asked her if it's something she's told often.
All the time. I don't feel like I am, but people do tell me that all the time. And my attitude to that is, I think if I could wallow, I could be at home all day. I am at home all day, but I could be at home all day crying. I could be really negative and bitter about things. But there's a lot of positive going on. The doctors are positive, really, really positive about this. It was caught early. So I suppose my opinion now is try and spread the word, share my story, and hopefully it would help other people. Something that really helped me actually when I was diagnosed was social media. And it's funny because it can be such a negative place sometimes. But there is a lot of positive stories out there and positive people to follow if you just search hashtags and stuff like that. So I'm kind of hoping that I'll be a positive influence for other people now too.
I think you are. And even in this and all your treatment right now, you decided you might walk 100 kilometres in 30 days as well, because you've been getting information and support from the Marie Keating Foundation.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it sounds really funny. funny. But yeah, so like as soon as I got the diagnosis and when I was looking at kind of what the BRCA gene meant for me, that was one of the first resources I actually used online. And then I saw on social media again that this wonderful cause was happening in June, and I said I'd become an ambassador. So now an ambassador with them and raising lots of funds for all people who are affected by breast cancer. So I'm just delighted to be able to take part and help in any way I can.
It's probably your young experience that has made you realise that time is crucial here. You have to act fast.
Absolutely. And, you know, even amongst my friends, I noticed it even with my first cancer diagnosis, you know, a lot of people were kind of saying, oh, smear test, God, they're awful, you know, but then they're like, oh, geez, look what happened, Karen. And, you know, we need to go and get checked. And I kind of really want to help promote that message as well about early detection is key. Like, do your regular breast checks. You know, it's really, really easy. If you're worried, pop into your GP, your local nurse, just get it checked out. And, you know, early detection is key. And thankfully, mine was found early. So things are looking very, very positive as well.
She's a powerhouse, John, and we wish Karen Dowling the very best of luck and good health with her treatment and her surgery. And her message there, it's about early detection, particularly when it comes to breast health, John.
That's it, Claire. And it's the key message behind the 100K in 30 days campaign with the Marie Keating Foundation. Be breast aware, check yourself, don't ignore the signs and seek medical help. They're asking people to sign up to run, walk or cycle 100 kilometres over the 30 days of June. 3 kilometres a day, if you look at it that way, it sounds a lot easier. Or you can do more or less on the days that suit you and raise funds for their work in the area of breast cancer. Liz Yates is living proof of the importance of early detection, she told me. And that's why this former banker is so passionate about her work now as chief executive of the Marie Keating Foundation, and why she's hoping as many people as possible will sign up to help.
I was diagnosed with 2 different types of tumour in my right breast 10 years ago. And even though I had to go through chemotherapy, 3 surgeries, including a mastectomy, radiotherapy and hormone therapy, I'm here to tell the tale. So 10 years on, I'm doing really well. And because I caught my cancer early, I went through my treatment, but I came out the other side very well. And that's a key focus for the Marie Keating Foundation. So 25 years on, we would reach about 30,000 people through our mobile outreach services. Our 9 community and oncology nurses are educating men and women about the importance of early detection, how to catch cancer early, and the 100K in 30 challenge will be extremely important in enabling us to fund those services.
And that's Liz Yates, who's chief executive of the Marie Keating Foundation. And if you want more information, if you want to take part in 100K in 30 days.ie, that's the website you need to go to. And of course, if you're worried about your own breast health or any cancer, do contact your GP. John Cook, thank you very much for bringing us that report. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.